there are reverse mortgage calculators, but then there are reverse mortgage point of sale solutions. Lenderful Solutions helps you get more loans, retain more customers, and even make online applications a reality. To learn more, visit LenderfulSolutions.com. Two things most reverse mortgage pros do not know about the expected rate. Judge allows majority of bank sued against Ginnie Mae to proceed. And many investors expect this instead of a soft landing for the economy. These are your top reverse mortgage news stories for the week of April 15th. Happy Tax Day. You're listening to Heckam World Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast bringing reverse mortgage news for the mortgage professional. Industry expert, author, and founding of Understanding Reverse, Dan Holtquist, contributed a column to Housing Wire's Reverse Mortgage Daily last week, and it reveals two often overlooked facts about the home equity conversion mortgage's expected rate, the rate that's used to determine the principal limit. And here are a few excerpts from Dan's column. I know that many of you are familiar with Mr. Holtquist's work and appreciate his concise and clear writing style, so let's dive in. First is that HUD's table for the expected rate are published in 1/8 percentage increments. Now, Holtquist says, because the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development lookup tables are published using expected rates in 1/8 percentage increments, for example, 6.625, 6.75, and 6.875%, for example, you want to use the 1/8 percentage rate increment that is nearest to the rate that you're quoting. So he gives an example. With a 2.5% lender margin added with last week's 10-year constant maturity treasury rate average of 4.22%, that would give you an expected rate of about 6.72%. Now, when you look up the borrower's principal limit factor, you're going to go to the nearest percentage of the 1/8 percent increment, and that would be 6.75%. The second point he drives home is that higher expected rates, of course, reduce the borrowing capacity, but he shows us just how much so. It's understandable that a Heckam prospect would want to know just how an unlocked rate could impact their principal limit, and he is referring to a potential increase. He says, you cannot determine the precise percentage until you know both the relative age and the expected rate. And depending on those two factors, Holtquist says the impact could be anywhere from 0.4% to 0.9% of the prospect's home value. Interesting, something I didn't know. Nevertheless, he says the average impact of a 1/8 percent change in the expected rate is a little over 0.6%. For example, a 1/8 percentage increase in the expected rate for a home appraised at $500,000 would reduce the gross principal limit by approximately $3,000 on average. So very useful information. Again, you can see the full details at housingwire.com under reverse. Earlier last month, a federal judge determined the majority of the arguments that were laid out by Texas Capital Bank, or TCB, against Ginnie Mae in a suit are worthy for a trial process and will allow the case to continue, reports Chris Clow in Reverse Mortgage Daily and Housing Wire. The majority of the claims made by TCB will be allowed to continue, including one alleging that Ginnie Mae seeks to declare by fiat or decree that TCB's only recourse for repayment is RMF, a bankrupt entity with few, if any, assets, according to the original complaint. However, the presiding federal judge, Matthew Kaczmarek, did not rule in favor of Texas Capital Bank on the claim that Ginnie Mae acted capriciously and arbitrarily in the extinguishment of RMF from the Heckam Mortgage-Backed Securities Program. However, one of the claims that is allowed to proceed in the suit is the TCB's claim that Ginnie Mae positions are not being supported by previously approved statements, nor are they supported by law, reports RMD. On top of that claim, they say in March 2023, FHA's current commissioner, who also holds the title of Assistant Secretary of Housing and Federal Housing Commissioner at HUD, stated that FHA disagrees with Ginnie Mae's position. When Reverse Mortgage Daily reached out to Texas Capital Bank for a comment on this latest development, the bank referenced an earlier statement they made in October 2023 when the case was filed, saying, "Unfortunately, Ginnie Mae has refused to honor multiple specific commitments it made to Texas Capital, to honor its legal obligations to Texas Capital, and to desist from its unlawful seizure of collateral that rightly belongs to Texas Capital," said their statement in part. They also added that those actions by Ginnie Mae have left them no choice but to pursue legal action to protect their rights. Now, representatives for the Department of Housing and Urban Development had previously informed Reverse Mortgage Daily they do not comment on any active litigation, so we have no comment from HUD at this time. And in our last story for the week, it was just 1 year ago that most investment banks and Wall Street investors were predicting a U.S. recession due to the impact of persistent inflation and higher interest rates. In fact, some 65% of economists at that time that were polled by Bloomberg in March 2023 were fully convinced the U.S. economy was headed for a serious downturn within 12 months, or a hard landing. But with U.S. consumers and businesses showing their resilience despite many factors in the last year, Wall Street's top minds have mostly abandoned the notion of a recession. In fact, many are also abandoning the notion of what is called a soft landing, instead predicting that we may have a no-landing scenario. Just what would that look like? Well, Fortune reports that a no-landing scenario would be where you have inflation that is sticky above the Fed's target rate of 2%, and also economic growth that remains robust, according to Deutsche Bank's March Global Reports Market Survey. It says that 38% of their respondents to the survey still expect a soft landing, but just 17% expect a hard landing or a recession. That's a big shift from how economists felt just 1 year ago. Those survey results, curiously, were released just after Fed Chair Jerome Powell had brushed off basically two hotter-than-expected consumer price index reports in January and February, and that is why they're thinking we may have a no-landing scenario, but much has changed. In fact, last week, March's CPI report came in hotter than expected, and there is some grumbling among some of the Fed governors that there may be no rate cuts this year, and the possibility of rate increases. So in the meantime, markets were performing well, thinking that we may have moderate inflation, even though it may be above the Fed's target. But then on the news of a hotter than expected inflation report for March, the Dow fell 500 points. So that's just how it goes today. The market does like the idea of interest rate cuts, but they may not be happening as soon as they would like. And that wraps up another episode of Heckam World Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast bringing you reverse mortgage news for the mortgage professional. Don't forget, we also have a video edition of this podcast, which you can find at heckamworld.com or on YouTube. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to return next week for more reverse mortgage news on the go.